coming up on October 27th through the 29th at Antioch College, Healing Harms in Today's Troubled World. It's the first annual Community and Restorative Justice Symposium. And joining me in the studio this morning to tell us all about it is Jalen Rowe. Jalen, thanks for joining us.
Jerry, thank you so much for having me this morning. Unfortunately, my partner, Jennifer Berman, was not able to join us, but thank you for having me.
And so you two have been working on this symposium for some time. Tell me a little bit about the genesis and how it started.
Well, the way it started, I have an organization or work with an organization called the Community Empowerment Organization. We call it CEO for short. And right after the elections in November, the presidential elections last year in November, I did a shout out, if you will, on Facebook on what can we do to kind of bring a normalcy back in our lives. And I just got so many people responding to that social media letter. And one of them was Jennifer Berman. And we started talking back in November of 2016. And then in January, on New Year's Eve, I was asked, along with Fred Bartenstein, to facilitate a forum or a town hall, I guess you would say, at the Bryan Center after the incident that happened on New Year's Eve here locally in Yellow Springs. And a lot of the things that one of the things actually that CEO does is to have courageous conversations. And Jennifer, when she approached me, she had said that maybe we need a little bit more than a courageous conversation. Maybe we really need some tools. So, and she had been thinking about doing a restorative justice symposium. And we thought, why don't we come together on this and really look at ways locally, using Yellow Springs kind of as the springboard of a restorative justice, a restorative community in the way that we deal with harms, in the way that we deal with opposition and things of that nature.
And just to remind folks, what took place on New Year's Eve in Yellow Springs was a conflict between local law enforcement and revelers where police were a little bit aggressive. So part of this came out of that.
Exactly, Jerry.
Okay. So when we think about restorative justice, we tend to think of restorative justice as a new approach to dealing with younger children in school. But that's not quite what this event is about. It's really aimed at all of us as adults.
Exactly. Actually, in the spring, we will be having a follow-up conference that deals with children from K through 12.
Okay.
This event is to just introduce people to what restorative practices are and how they can be utilized in every aspect of society, whether it's policing, whether it's community and race, whether it's K through 12 or higher education. The purpose of this symposium is just to introduce the concept, and not only the concept, but on Saturday, it's going to be a full day workshop where you can actually have hands-on experience in how to utilize these tools. So yes, it has been used very successfully in schools across the United States, but also in other arenas as well.
Can you give us an example of what a restorative justice approach would look like?
Actually, to quote my partner, Jennifer Berman, Jennifer heads up the restorative practice office at Antioch College. So they are utilizing this practice on campus, and she has a PowerPoint that we go to different organizations. And one of the things that she often emphasizes is that the country traditional justice system is based on retribution. And restorative justice, you ask different questions when harm comes about. The questions that she often uses are what harm was done rather than what crime was committed. Restorative justice ask different questions, and that is, I think, the key to it than looking at our regular justice system and the way that they do things. Usually in our regular justice system, when harms have been done, the people that did the harm and the people that received the harm are separated immediately, and they are not allowed to talk to each other. You know, you have to talk to each other through lawyers or whatever. In this case, we come together And that's how the healing process starts.
So it's a nuanced approach to the traditional way of doing things.
Most definitely. And it's been practiced for years and years and years throughout different societies in the world.
Who would you like to see attend this event?
Well, this event is open to college students, to grad students, community organizers, municipality officials. I must say the response of the people in Yellow Springs that have backed this in regards to who want to attend in very different arenas, from the school district to the policing to the municipality to community members at large. We welcome anyone who is interested in learning a different way to deal with problems, to deal with harms, not only a different way, but an effective way.
I think many people are looking for that, and you do have some speakers who will guide us through the symposium.
Most definitely. We have awesome speakers. They're coming from all over the United States as well as locally. And I tip my hat to Jennifer because she went to the National Association of Community and Restorative Justice annual convention, where she really connected with a lot of the speakers that we're bringing into this coming weekend. The two tracks that are going to be done at the symposium, one will be on higher education and the other will be on community and race. And we have McKill coming in from Chicago, who will be working with Kathleen on the community and race workshops. And then working with the higher education, we have Duke Fisher and we have our own Jennifer Berman. And then on Friday evening, and we really do want anyone to come out who maybe can't spend the entire weekend with us, but would like to know what this is all about. On Friday evening at the Bryan Center, we will have those speakers just talk about what they're going to be doing or give us an introduction, as well as we'll have the chief of police from Dayton, Ohio, that is actually utilizing restorative justice practices within his rank and file. We also have the local resident, Raymond Ruka, who's going to give us the history, where this started. So we have a foundation on utilizing this. And we're going to end the symposium with a wonderful kind of winding down session with a restorative yoga session that's going to be taught by Monica, who is the director at the Wellness Center. And she's just marvelous in how she utilizes restorative yoga, and I'm looking forward to her teaching us in regards to that.
You mentioned that Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal will be joining you, and isn't it true that this approach requires buy-in from all sides? It just can't be a one-sided venture. You've got to have buy-in from local law enforcement and also people throughout the community.
Most definitely, without a doubt. And I think that is one of the key elements. We actually did a presentation with the mediation group here in Yellow Springs in regards to utilizing or adding restorative justice, restorative practices to their tool belts. And that's the first step. You have to have a buy-in from both sides in order for it to work at its best.
You have a number of sponsors. Let's talk about people who have helped you put all this together.
You know, we could not have done this without the support financially and the volunteers that have come on board to support this type of symposium. It's done in a big way. And when it was just an idea in our minds, that's where it stood until we had the Yellow Springs Community Foundation actually step up to give us the seed money in order to get this off the ground and get it moving. And then we had the Human Relations Commission. We actually did a presentation for them, and we got a total buy-in from them. We're also one of our partnering sponsors is the Peace Resource Center at Wilmington College, who will be bringing students as well as gave a financial donation. Our major donor, Matthew and Carla Morgan, just supported this from day one, understanding how it has been utilized in other areas and understanding what this country needs right now. So, you know, we really are appreciative of them. In addition, we had a scholarship to donate 10 students to come in, and that was given by Yellow Springs, the Friends Meeting, the Quaker organization here in Yellow Springs. And we had private donations from Laura Curlis for mayor and Pam Connie for mayor as well. We had some anonymous donors, and even one of our speakers donated back to, because she just believes in this so very much. We've had gift in kind donations. I, you know, really have to thank the Yellow Springs Chamber of Commerce, who printed all of our flyers that we utilized in putting in the news and passing out at street fair, the Emporium. On Saturday evening, we are doing a get together. Let's get to know each other a little bit better. It's going to be held at the Coretta Scott King Center. And that was sponsored by the Emporium and the Yellow Springs Brewery, as well as Matthew and Carla Morgan. And that's just kind of a relaxing time to see how others are using restorative justice in their everyday lives.
Our guest is Jalen Rowe. We're talking about the first annual Community and Restorative Justice Symposium. It's called Healing Harms in Today's Troubled World. It takes place October 27th through the 29th at Antioch College. And Jalen, let's talk about how people can register for the event and get more details.
Jerry, it's a small group of people that we're working with in relations to, you know, what it could be. We're looking at 120 people for the entire weekend because we really want an interactive session on Saturday. We really want a hands-on session where people can learn skills, learn practices that they can implement immediately. Not saying that you will learn all about restorative justice within a weekend's period, but at least you'll get an idea on how to start implementing it in your own area. This is a national conference with a local emphasis. So we want to emphasize, though, if you don't have the means to attend financially, please contact us, because we want everyone who is interested to be able to attend this conference. We have scholarships, as I was saying. We have a lot of organizations that donated scholarships, and we'll make sure that you get to be a part of this weekend. If you are interested in attending and you want to know about receiving a scholarship, you can contact me at ceononprofit00@gmail.com. That's ceononprofit00@gmail.com. To get your ticket, you can go online at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. And you enter Restorative Justice Symposium in Yellow Springs, Ohio, in the events and location search field. And then our page will pop right up, and you can get your tickets that way.
Great. Jalen, thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the event.
Thank you so much, Jerry, for having me.